Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio. This morning I have joining me Ryan Kaufman. He's here to talk about the Great American Smokeout. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Holly.
Has it been a year already?
It has. Can you believe it?
I'm glad this only happens once a year.
Really?
I think people can only take it once a year.
I guess that might be true. This is like the Super Bowl of cessation specialists like myself.
It is.
So we look forward to it. It's kind of a big day.
And when did this start, the Great American Smokeout?
37 years ago. This is the 37th annual Great American Smokeout, so it's been going on for some time. Yeah.
That's when we finally figured out that smoking wasn't sexy.
Yeah, or healthy, or...
And I say that not to be, you know, too funny, but all these retro shows like mm-hmm. Mad Men,
yeah,
where everyone was smoking at work and drinking... You know, for a long time, we didn't see that in film, mm-hmm. that was a real taboo. Mm-hmm. And now we're saying, well, the reality was this was a social
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we've come a long way. There's a lot of work to be done, but we've come a long way. We've gone from the 1950s and 60s where 50% or more of the adult population in the United States were tobacco users. And now we're down right around 20%. So we're dropping those numbers, and the youth numbers are down from that. So
what do you think happened, like, the first Great American Smokeout? Were people outraged, or was it like, it's time?
Well, you know, I think that it's, I don't think people are outraged. I think that it's all about creating this community of support. So so Great American Smokeout, it's November 15th, so it's tomorrow, Thursday. And it's about joining with other people and, you know, not necessarily, it's not always about beginning a lifelong quit. It'd be great if it does begin a lifelong quit, but it's about taking the day off. You know, a lot of folks, if they've been smoking or chewing tobacco for a long time, sometimes they feel like they lose control of that, of their relationship with it. When they get to do it, they start losing those choices. And it's about taking your choice back, you know, exercising that freedom over addiction and saying, I'm taking the day off. I'm quitting for the day.
I like that. You can sort of like one day I can handle.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the cool things, I was talking with Ramon Quevedo. He's the new cessation counselor over at Search. And he's just doing a great job over there. But one of the ideas that he had was, you know, this can be an event for tobacco users or non-tobacco users. And in that way, if you're a non-tobacco user, but you know somebody who is, maybe you commit to take the day off of something that you especially like or that you feel maybe a certain level of addiction to, whether it's coffee or sugar or whatever it is. Say, okay, I'll pledge to take my day off of this thing that I know that I enjoy and it's hard to live without, if you'll take the day off of using tobacco.
And that's I don't want to say it's a new trend, but there's like Meatless Mondays. I mean, that seems to be a new approach in general to wellness.
Just,
is one day a week, see what you can do.
Yeah.
And then I guess you get into the habit.
Hey, yeah, you might just like it. I think that's the idea. Or it can also be a reminder of, yeah, you do have control over this. This is your choice. And I'm not saying by any sense the word that it's going to be an easy day for folks. A lot of times it is a challenging day. And that's a big part of why we're going to be there at the booth. We'd like to support provide any support that we possibly can to folks that are making that pledge that day, who are even thinking about making that pledge that day, to come on by. We're going to be at a booth at the entryway of AC Lakeside. We're going to be there from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to have free and friendly quit support. So you can meet some of the characters in tobacco cessation in Sitka, learn about free national, statewide, and local programs. You know, there's a lot of support out there, and there's no reason to go it alone.
So you said Sitka characters, like local color or literal characters?
I guess when I say the key players when it comes to tobacco prevention and control. So myself, I run the Kick It Tobacco program through the Sitka School District, which focuses on school age students, both prevention, keeping kids from starting tobacco, and doing that through sharing with them good information about the harmful effects, and then also working with students to help them quit. So the cessation side. We also have the Search and Sitka Community Hospital free quit program that's available for all Sitkans, not just Search beneficiaries. And then sharing resources about things like the State of Alaska Tobacco Quit Line, which is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And then a lot of folks, I know that through some of the classes I've been teaching, kids have been seeing the commercials, but the CDC campaign, which is the TIPS campaign, which has been really successful in directing folks into cessation programs, and that's smokefree.gov. And there's a teen branch of that called teen.smokefree.gov. And they have some cool things like quit comics and quit texts. So you can get texts to remind you about quitting and motivation for quitting and tips and stuff throughout the day.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So with the kids that you work with, is it at this point like learned behavior that they want to start smoking? At one time, maybe 20 years ago, there was a big controversy about Joe Camel, that he was a little too much like a cartoon character and sort of preying upon that age group. What's different now?
Well, I think, one thing that's different now is that our numbers are dropping. And so as opposed to being a learned behavior that, like you said, is it a learned behavior that they want to smoke? I think very few students are making that choice to use tobacco. So tobacco users in our middle school and high school are by far the minority. It's a very small number, and it's declining. So I think that as opposed to like there being an influence to start, there's just more and more good information out there that's keeping them from starting. But there's still the environmental influence. The tobacco industry still spends billions of dollars a year targeting primarily 13 to 15 year olds, and then there's things like the family influence. You know, seeing what mom and dad or auntie and uncle or grandma and grandpa do. It's undeniable that that does have influence on the choices that we make as we grow up.
And I guess what I want to talk about is this new group of smokers that I see is the secret smoker.
Ooh, it's like a secret society.
Yeah, because now it's not so prevalent to go into a smoking bar or a restaurant or even someone's home, that they're now excommunicated to the front porch or across the street.
Yeah, unfortunately, there. I think that there's more and more guilt that can go along with it, and there's really no reason to feel that guilt. A lot of times, you know, lifelong smokers and people who are doing like secret smoking, it sounds like there should be a handshake or something like that.
I know.
they're basically living out a decision that they made when they were usually between the ages of 13 and 15 years old. I mean, if we all had to live out decisions we made when we were 13 and 15 years old, oh my gosh, the world would be a very interesting place. But everything about the tobacco products that are for sale, on the shelves of our stores, everything about them is designed to be addictive. And so it's no wonder that we become addicted to these products and we end up having to do things like secret smoke or hide it from family and friends. So, a day like the Great American Smokeout, that can be a day where maybe you step out and you say, hey, I have been secretly smoking. I have a smoking jacket that I wear and that keeps the scent off of me. And so nobody knows I'm a smoker. But maybe, the only person that you're fooling, or I guess hiding it from, is yourself, because ultimately you're paying the price financially and health-wise you're paying the price too, even if it's just a few cigarettes a week or a day or whatever it is.
Or just social smoking,
which is an interesting phrase. You know, there's very, very few people who can be what they consider a social smoker, someone who can only smoke in a certain, but regardless, any exposure to smoke is harmful to your body. So, how important is it to you?
And you just have to take a day off.
Just take a day off. I mean, we're encouraging you. I mean, don't you always want this to take, hey, someone to say, hey, take the day off. So this is taking the day off of tobacco. If you're an average adult smoker, you're smoking about a pack a day. Save yourself $10 that day, or $9.50, or whatever it is for a premium brand pack of cigarettes and Sitka. Take a day off. Give yourself a break. Give your lungs a break. Whatever it is, give your family and friends a break. Give your pet at home a break if they're hanging out in the smoke. It's all about knowing that there's thousands of other people who are giving it a shot tomorrow too. And collectively, we're helping people live stronger, better lives, healthier, being more successful.
And Great American Smokeout is tomorrow, and you have a booth at AC Lakeside?
We do.
And what time?
It's 11:30 to 6. Keep your eye out for the number 1200, too. You might be seeing that around town. We'll put that into context, hopefully, if you stop by the booth.
Ooh, very mysterious. And there's no shame associated with maybe not being able to quit, and you can come see Ryan. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure being here. Thanks, Holly.